back to another edition of the Pegcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Ottawa 67's defenseman, Henry Muse. Henry, welcome to the Pegcast. Thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for having me.
I just want to open up this interview with how have you been doing recently? How were your holidays?
Yeah, they were good holidays. You know, it was a good little break, week break from action and, you know, rest up and, you know, get ready here for the big second half for myself personally and my team. You know, we loaded up after the deadline, so we're hoping to go on a big run here. So should be a good second half of the year.
How important was it just to take that kind of mental break away from the game, not go to the rink every day and just spend those 10 days with your family?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's needed at that time. Some people need it, some people don't. Personally, you know, I liked it. It was good to, you know, go home, see family, and you know, take a little rest and refocus and reset the mind and body for the second half of the year. And so here we are, we're ready to go now. So it's good.
Well, let's talk about the most recent game. It was a 4-3 Frontenacs win in overtime. When it comes to that 3-on-3 overtime situation, how does that change your mindset?
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I like 3-on-3. I think it's pretty fun, you know, play 3-on-3. And yeah, it's very positional game. You got to play man to man. You know, puck possession is really important. So whoever gets the puck, you got to hang on to it and, you know, build some speed. And, you know, it's really man to man, and the puck possession is really important. That's the keys to overtime. And you got to capitalize on your chances. If not, you know, the other team's going the other way, you know. So I like it. It's fun and it's pretty entertaining for the fans and everyone to watch too. So, yeah.
Well, let's get into your story of who you are. Starting off with, who was your biggest influence to get into hockey?
I have to say my dad. You know, he played pro himself. He was drafted by the Capitals, and but yeah, you know, he built a backyard rink, an ODR in the backyard, every winter, and that's kind of where I started skating and fell in love with the game. And yeah, and he's every game after every game, you know, throughout the years, he's coached me when minor hockey, and then throughout the years, even till this day today, you know, we call, we chat about my games, and you know, he gives me advice and what to do better. And even though I have a good game sometimes, you know, there's always something you can do better. So yeah, he's been a big influence on my career and big reason why where I am today.
Well, what's it like to have that support as a player when you know that your dad went pro? You could kind of lean on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been there, he's done the thing, so he knows what it takes to get there, and definitely gonna take little tips from him and stuff and put it in my game. And yeah, it's great to have a dad who, you know, he knows the game, he plays the game, very smart guy, so it's good.
Your younger brother went through the same development program as you in Ottawa. How much of your experience did you share with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously in his OHL draft year this year. I've gave him a little advice from my year, my draft year. It's obviously a really fun year. Last year, minor hockey, so you gotta enjoy it. It goes by fast. As I when I experienced it, you're gonna miss your teammates that you know you grew up playing with since you're a little boy, and so it's yeah, it's a fun year and it's a very important year, you know, for your future. And but yeah, just trying to help him, give him advice and everything that I can to help him be successful.
How cool would it be to share the same ice as him and be on the same team?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, obviously, if you get struck by Ottawa, that'd be pretty sick. But yeah, and that'd be pretty cool. Definitely something you know you dream of, and it'd be great. You know, to be on the same team and be on the same team and you know play with them. So that'd be great.
Who was a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
Growing up in Ottawa, I always liked to watch the Sens, and you know Erik Karlsson was a big part of that team there, and I always loved watching him. He was sick. And so yeah, that's the guy I probably watched the most of growing up, and I admired him. So yeah.
And I assume you cheered for the Senators growing up then, yeah?
Oh yeah, I still do, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of unfortunate with the way their whole kind of season is going as well. Like, I just wish Ottawa had success.
Yeah, I mean, definitely coming in this year, everyone thought they would. And I think, you know, I think they're a good team, and they can just pull it together here. I think they got a bright future out of them. So yeah, it'd be nice.
Did you go to many Sens games growing up?
Yeah, I went to a lot. You know, when they were going on those playoff runs and stuff. That one year they went to the conference. The conference finals against the Penguins. There, I went to a lot of the games, and you know, it was pretty fun. It was really fun, and definitely I remember those moments and pretty clearly actually. So it's fun looking back at those times.
So being from Ottawa, like when a new player comes in, how important is it to take on that leadership role and kind of show them around a city that they're kind of unfamiliar with?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of rookies come in this year, and obviously having 1 year under my belt, I try to be a leader every year, and having more experience and stuff, and growing up around the city, you know, I try to be a leader and show them around. And yeah, it's been great to have that role. I like doing that, and yeah, I'm excited for, you know, the new players and stuff. And obviously, I think everyone loves it here in Ottawa. It's a great city and a great hockey city, so great fans and everything. So it's good.
How cool is it to play for your hometown team?
Yeah, obviously it's unbelievable. You know, I got friends and family out there at every game at TD Place, and you know, growing up watching the 67s as well, and now I'm finally playing for them and having a big role on the team. So it's good. It's definitely a dream come true. And yeah.
Before getting drafted to the 67s, you played your junior hockey with Ottawa Myers Automotive. How fortunate were you to have your kind of junior hockey so close to your home?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was good. I have lots of buddies still I chat with every day, and growing up since we were young, and yeah, it was great. You know, those are friends, you make friends for life there, and you know, you play close to home, and it's great. We had a good team too, so that was a bonus, and yeah, it was great to develop there, and big reason why I am where I am today.
You made the decision to join Toronto Junior Canadians. How big of a move was that for you? Because at that time, you may not have been exposed to traveling such long distances.
Yeah, I mean, I had to move away from my family and everything. I lived with a player on the team, and yeah, I mean, it was definitely a great experience. I knew a lot of the guys on the team, fortunately, so made the transition a lot easier. And yeah, we had a really good team, really stacked team. A lot of players going to be high draft picks in the future. And sorry, and yeah, I loved that experience there in Toronto. It was great, but it was definitely hard to leave home for sure.
Well, that JRC team was just stacked. We're talking Michael Hague, Porter Marteau, Jack Van Volsen. What's it like to be on that same team with such talented players?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like they're all great people, great guys. We're all friends together today, and yeah, it was great. That's a big reason why I went there, you know, to practice with them, play with them, and you know, become friends and stuff. So yeah, it was great. And we all, like we said, we all went on different paths in junior hockey now, and we still chat today, and we wish nothing but the best for each other and success. So it's great.
Porter and Jack are on the same team. Like, what's it like going up against them? Do you know what moves they're gonna do on you?
Yeah, definitely little things that they like to do back in minor hockey, they still kind of do, and so you definitely know the player a bit, but you know, it can't be too predictable. But yeah, definitely know some of their moves, and you know, some of their strengths as well, and also some of their weaknesses, so it's nice.
How has your game improved since going all the way to the OHL Cup Finals against the Mississauga Sens there?
Yeah, I mean, that was my first year playing D, so I big learning curve there for me. And so that was the goal that year, to learn how to play the position properly and stuff. So I think a big improvement, especially to my game today. And yeah, it was great.
Shortly after the OHL Cup, you got drafted by the 67s. What do you remember about draft day?
Yeah, I mean, I got a call from our GM, James Boyd, and invited me to the rink. I only lived like 10 minutes from the rink, so it was great. I went to the rink and met all the staff and coaches, and you know, people involved in the organization, such a great organization. And you know, they showed me around the place, got a tour and stuff, and it was great. Also chat off the new teammates that got drafted, my D partner Morelli and stuff. So it was great, great draft day, and definitely something I remember for a long time here.
Were the 67s kind of on your radar as a team that you were thinking of getting drafted to?
Yeah, for sure. That was number one target for me, to go to Ottawa, live at home and play in front of a home crowd. And you know, great organization, great coach, and Dave Cameron, trust him a lot and stuff. So yeah, it was definitely what I wanted for sure.
And how nice was it to get, I guess, your D partner? Morelli drafted in the same round. Like, that must provide so much comfortability because you guys are coming into the league at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those years we had two first round picks, so it was great to draft 2D there, my D partner now. And yeah, it was great to come in, you know, kind of go through the same thing and experience everything together. So it was great to have him as my friend by my side. So it was good.
What jumped out to you about your first OHL season?
Yeah, we had a really strong group. So it was definitely a really good year, challenging year to get ice time and stuff. So we had a battle every day, and you know, I just tried to learn as much things as I could, and But yeah, it was a great successful year. I loved our team and we had a great group and we went far and obviously a disappointing finish, but we had a great year, great first year in the OHL, and I think it's definitely prepared me for the years to come, so it's good.
How positive does it kind of, I'm not sure how to phrase this question, but you're going to a team that's kind of contending right now that bought at the deadline both last year and this year. So does that kind of help you with your game and I guess physically mature when you're making the playoffs so often?
Yeah, for sure. That experience is definitely really important to the playoff experience and stuff, and to play those important games, and that makes a better player and makes everyone around you better. And just adding those good players will make the team more competitive and more stabilized. More deep. We'll be able to roll our lines and stuff, and have a lot of good chances offensively and defensively. So yeah, it's good. I love being in a competitive environment, and hopefully we can go learn from last year and go a lot further than last year in the playoffs. So it should be a good year.
You mentioned the battle that you kind of had to go through last year to make the team. Like, what was that like? How did you find out that you made the team out of camp?
Yeah, the coaches obviously talked to me after camp, in interviews and stuff, and they told me what I had to do to stay on the team and what they liked about me and stuff. So I just played my role, did what they asked me to do, and that's what got me there, and that's what got me staying there and having a big role in the team. So it was good.
How much confidence does that add to your game? Because that would have been what, your second or third year playing defense?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, it was good having co trust and confidence in my coaches last year. It was definitely a confidence booster, improved my game overall. So
Your
that was definitely huge.
first career goal came against the North Bay Battalion on home ice. Did you have a lot of friends and family in the crowd?
Yeah, I did. It was, I think, my second or third game in the OHL, and yeah, I had a lot of friends and family coming to watch me. I think it was like our second home game, so definitely early in the season, and a lot of family, a lot of friends there to watch that goal. It was a big goal too. It wasn't, just one of those, fluke 6-1 game goals. It was a big goal. It was a game-winning goal of the game, I think, and it's North Bay, so it was definitely a huge moment for me. I was, it was kind of like a wow at that time, but yeah, it was definitely a good experience. Got a nice pass, nice one-timer, and yeah, definitely it was good to get that out of the way early on in the season, and definitely grew my confidence and made me feel comfortable in the league, and yeah, so.
Well, before this season, you played for Canada at the Hlinka-Gretzky Cup. What did it mean for you to play at such a high-level international competition?
Yeah, that was obviously a dream come true. I watched that tournament every summer growing up, and playing for your country is always a huge honor to wear the Maple Leaf. And I was lucky enough to make that team and, play a big part in it and the gold medal win. And, to get that experience playing against the best players in the country, in the sorry, around the world, and playing with the best players in the country, it's you make friendships last long lifetime, and memories that last lifetime. And, I really enjoyed that experience and definitely made me confident. Going back in here to my second year, my draft year in the OHL. So
What was your biggest takeaway from that tournament?
I think just, how every other country, not just Canada, is getting better and better. And, there's so many good players out there in the world. There's always someone working. And, those other countries are dedicated now. And, Canada's, we're in chat, we're in competition with all these countries. And, I think the skating was phenomenal. Everyone could skate now. And, I think it's just a very competitive environment now, and I love that. So it's, I learned the competition and competitiveness. So, yeah.
Well, talk to me about the day of the gold medal because it was very foggy that day. And I think, like, wasn't the gold medal game going to be postponed?
Yeah, there was ice issues and fog around the ice, so they were about to postpone it, but no, there's a huge crowd in Czech, so they kept it. So yeah.
Was it just like because of the huge crowd that they kind of kept the gold medal game on?
I think so. Also, the other reason I think was as Canadian players, we had flights the next day. So
Oh, true.
yeah.
True. I didn't really consider that. That was such an awesome gold medal game. I remember watching. I was at work and I was on my break. I tuned in. There was no way I was missing that. That was an incredible
Yeah.
game.
Yeah, it was crazy. The overtime was almost a period long and stuff, so it was a crazy game, crazy crowd. It felt like a soccer game, but yeah, it was good.
How do you deal with the insane Euro crowds?
Yeah, Their fans are crazy there. I mean, yeah, they're crazy. And, I got the drums and stuff in the stands, and barns packed and stuff, a lot of scouts in the stands. And I think, it was just fun to play, and I loved it, the atmosphere there. I think it's something they got, we don't have here in North America. And they love the game there, and the crowd's crazy. And I love that. I think it just energized us to play in front and beat that team in front of their home crowd, and it got us motivated, and I loved it. It was so fun. It was definitely something I'm gonna remember for the rest of my life.
At what point did you think that that group had a legitimate chance at winning the gold medal?
I think after our first game, we lost to Finland, our first game, and we pulled through. We took all the negatives and turned them into positives, and we battled through and really turned the page and forgot about that first game, battled through some adversity, and then persevere. We got tighter as a group, and then that's what got us, to the best we can be.
What was your view of Spence's one-handed pickpocket and shelf it overtime winner?
Yeah, I was just coming off the ice, and I was dead tired, and I looked over and I saw he had a breakaway, and the crowd went crazy, and then we scored. I think there was like less than 10 seconds left too, and I was just like, wow, like we just won the gold medal in the Olympic Cup, and definitely something I was dreaming for, and that was the goal going in there, so it was unbelievable.
I assume you have a special place for the gold medal at home, yeah?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, in my room, I got it nice and visible in my room, and also we got to keep the jerseys too, so I got that framed and stuff, so it was
That's
good.
sick. That's so awesome, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, congrats on that. I don't want to go. I don't, congrats. That's a huge achievement for yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
What parts of your game did you focus on going into this season?
Yeah, I think I think my offensive game is pretty good. But I really like to focus on my defensive part, my defensive side, to make the next level of the NHL bigger, faster, stronger guys. You're playing against men, so gotta learn to defend those type of guys, and so that's something I'm still focusing on today. So yeah.
Well, you are leading the defenseman in goals, you're leading the team in assists, and you're leading defenseman in points with 30 and 25. How much did winning the gold medal kind of help with your confidence going into the offseason and then going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, definitely some confidence and added there, but you're just staying humble during the year, and continuing to get better on my personal game every day, and do as much as I can to help the team win. And the real goal now is to win the championship in the OHL here, so that's what we're kind of focused on now. And yeah, it definitely gave me confidence. But yeah,
What does Ottawa need to do in the second half to be successful?
I think we got to pull it together. Get on the same page. Everyone has an individual on the team. Get on the same page here and know what we have to do. I think we got great coaching here, so I think that won't be an issue. And we got a great group here, and we got a lot of high-end guys, and especially the additions we got. And I think we'll be good here once we pull it together, and we'll have a good run here. And I think we got a real shot at this championship.
How do you deal with the game planning around teams that are so active at the deadline, trading away guys, acquiring guys?
Yeah, I mean, sorry, our game plan, like as a team.
Yeah, like as a team, if you're scouting Saginaw, for example, like they acquired a boatload of guys. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we just continue to stick to our game. I think let the other team adjust to our team and not adjust to them. And yeah, I think we just play our game. We're a very defensive team, so I think if we play our game, we'll be able to limit their scoring chances and stuff, and we'll be able to pull
So you
it out.
are a draft prospect for this summer's draft. What about your game are you confident in, and then what do you think you can work on?
Yeah, I mean, to work on, there's a lot of stuff to work on. I'm not the biggest defender, so I gotta learn how to you gotta learn how to defend properly with my stick and my use my body the right way, and be in the right situations on the ice, and knowing like what side of the puck to be, knowing when to join the rush and stuff like that. But that's all things that are coming here and that are in development process with the coaching staff here, and I think that'll all develop, come into place within the next year or two and stuff. So that's stuff I'm currently focusing on and working on. But the strengths of my game, I think there's a lot of strengths. My skating, I like to use my skating, my mobility to beat forecheckers and defenders, and I think my smarts is really real good, and I like to make those little plays to my teammates to put them in better spots to make them better and have scoring chances and stuff, those little passes and stuff, and to break the team out of the zone. And my shot from the blue line, I like to generate a lot of offense like that and join the rush as that fourth layer and stuff. So a lot of offensive strengths and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just focusing really in my own end right now. I'm focusing on that. And I think that's something I'll just get myself better and be able to move on to pro here in the near future. So
how do you deal with the mental side of it, knowing that like there's scouts in the building, and like how do you make sure that that's just kind of out of your ears? It's not something you want to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to treat it like every other game, like within the past years and stuff when there's no one really watching me. But yeah, I mean, there obviously there, you know, there's people watching every game and there's always someone watching, and I just try to do my same routines every game and focus on the W with what's best for the team, and you know, all the other stuff will come. And you know, I just try to block out all the noise and block out everything else and just focus on the game, the W every night, and doing what's best for the team, and good things happen in that when I do that. So
Just going out there and having fun, right?
yeah, exactly. Hockey's fun. So yeah.
How come you chose to wear number 11?
Here in Ottawa, we don't go over 30. I used to be number 88 in minor hockey because I was a forward and a D, so I thought that was a pretty versatile number. But I was also number 11 when I was a little kid. So here in Ottawa, when I came to Ottawa, that was one of the numbers available. I saw said right away that I love that number, and so that's why I picked that.
So I just have a couple of quick fire questions here. Starting off with your favorite vacation spot.
Yeah, I like me and my family go to Florida. You know, every few years we like to go to Florida, and I love it there. And the beaches are nice. You know, they got the Disney. I used to go there a lot when I was a kid. And you know, it's a nice hot spot away from Ottawa here. So yeah, I love that.
Actually, I love Ottawa. Ottawa's my favorite vacation spot.
Really, eh?
Yeah, like the tourism there is awesome. I never
Yeah.
find myself bored in Ottawa. There's just so much to do. I love the
Yeah.
Prudhoe Canal. Like my family just loves it there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So like I ask players that question all the time, and they're like, dude, Ottawa's freezing cold. You like it there? I'm like, yeah, I love it there. But yeah, Ottawa, just
That's
like,
awesome.
Like I love Ottawa so much.
That's awesome.
What is your game day routine?
Yeah, for example, a 7 o'clock game. Normally I'd wake up, go to the rink. We usually have a study hall session for school and till 11 and stuff. So after that, we go to the rink for meetings and, you know, whatever stuff we have to do. I like to stick handle and tape my sticks and stuff, get all that ready and get some treatment if I need some on my, you know, my body, something like that. And after that, we're there for normally like an hour or two. And after our meetings, I go home, and then usually I like to have a nice meal. Usually it's like a Caesar salad or salad with chicken or eggs and stuff. And then so after that, I have my pregame nap. I like my naps for, you know, a 45-minute nap. And so it's nice and quick. And then get up. I normally have, you know, my chicken parm. That's my pregame meal. I like that. And chicken parm with rice and stuff. So I have that. And then usually I like to go to the rink pretty early, like 3-4 hours early, and just to kind of visualize and watch video and stuff on the other team and just visualize what I'm going to do out there and the goals for the game. And yeah, and then I go out there and play my game, and then yeah.
I love chicken parm. I love that.
Oh yeah.
It's such a good meal.
Oh yeah, I love it. That's great.
Have you played in any Teddy Bear Toss games this season?
Yeah, we had our Teddy Bear Toss, I think, in December, early December. I actually assisted that goal. It was Pennelly who scored. And it was pretty cool. You know, a lot of teddy bears on the ice. Full barn was full of people. And it was great atmosphere, great game, and I love it. You know, it's all for charity, too. That's the best part. And, yeah, I loved it. It's a fun game to play in.
It is one of my favorite games on the CHL calendar. Like it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
I don't really like to watch TV shows or movies, but, when the last TV show, my favorite TV show had to be, The Last Dance there, the Michael Jordan.
That was so good. That was
yeah,
prime.
I like
That
that.
Was peak TV right there.
Yeah. That's definitely the one I like. If I do watch TV shows, it'd be like sport documentaries or something like that. But that was definitely my favorite one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, if I'm watching TV shows, it has to be sports. Like, that's what keeps me interested.
Yeah.
My last question to you is, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
Yeah, I mean, guys going through minor hockey, I remember when I was minor hockey, and you know, it goes by real quick. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it goes by real quick, and you know, just enjoy every moment of it and really have fun out there. You're making friends for life and stuff, and have fun, and no, don't treat it like every game's your last game of minor hockey. It's really not. You know, there's late bloomers and stuff like that who come out, and just work hard every day. Don't take a day off and work hard every day. And then all your dreams will come true if you work harder there than anyone else. So that'd be the advice I give. And yeah, but basically just really enjoy every moment of it because it goes by real quick. So
I like to thank again Henry Muse for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Henry.
thank you.